Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 150, stanzas 1 through 4. O God, give thou ear to my plea, and hide not thyself from my cry. O hearken and answer thou me, as restless and weary I sigh. 1 through 4 of Psalter 150.
Thank you. Let us now also read together what we can find in God's Word, the letter of Paul to the Romans, and thereof chapter 9. Romans chapter 9, but let us first read our 12 articles of our undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe a holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We repeat Romans chapter 9. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continually sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, whose are the fathers and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise, at this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither have done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore had he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who had resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Had not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endureth with much long suffering the vessel of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. Even us, whom he had called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles, as he had said also in OC, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, who had been as Sodoma and had been like unto Gomorrah, what shall we say then? That the Gentiles which followeth not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followeth after the law of righteousness, had not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, we have heard of that stumbling stone that thou hast laid in Zion, and thou knowest our hearts also. For that same Isaiah has prophesied of him, that when we shall see him, there shall be no form nor comeliness that we should desire him. And then we shall stumble at that stumbling stone, unless thou dost look upon us, as we have heard it out of thy holy word in these very moments, in that place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people. In that same place shall it be said, ye are the children of the living God. All thou knowest us with our children, Lord. Then we are not of that nation of the Jews. Then we are not those which have come out of that elected people of old. But thou hast broken down that wall of partition, and thou hast included us also as the Gentiles. That it may never testify against us and our children, that word that is brought to us Sabbath after Sabbath day, that our hearts may not so be hardened as we have heard it in this very hour, that we would be accusing thee, why doth he yet find fault, but to give us a place at thy footstool, to beg of thee mercy and grace undeserved, for we have departed from thee, and our hearts, they have been full of rebellion, even from our father Adam. Then we are deserving that we should be left to ourselves, and to be cut off, even to be cast away from thee. But could it please thee to look upon us with every one of our children, and that we may be brought in also, and by the power of thy Holy Spirit, when thy word does go forth. Give desire, Lord. Give life from the dead. Give hunger and give thirst that does not dwell in the dead, but only in those that do live. And thou art able to grant it in the first place, and thou art also able to give food and drink in the midst of thy church what is necessary for each and every one of thy children. Then it is not to please their appetite, but it is for the welfare of their soul as they are traveling to that great eternity. And then the lessons, they are not lessons that are pleasing to their flesh. Then they would ask of things, of thee things, which are not for their benefit. But thou dost know what the health of the life of that soul is and needs. Oh, that thou may feed them with food then that is convenient for them, and that thou may draw unto thyself in thy own way and in thy own time. Oh, that thou may keep each and every one of us from that awful rebellion that is living in within our hearts, and that thou may take us for thy own account. Use thy word this day, when we may be together in thy house of prayer, when others are hindered by the weather, and that thou hast still permitted us, that thy doors, the doors of thy house may go open in our midst, and that we may receive what is necessary to come up. Lord, that thou may bless it also in this afternoon hour. And remember all those that do sit in their homes in this day. And wilt thou be on their right and on their left, and give them also a blessing, a Sabbath day's blessing, in the places where they are driven. Remember all thy servants over the length and breadth of this whole world, be on the right and on the left to supply in the service to which that thou hast called them. Could it please thee to increase their number also among us as a denomination? Send them forth also unto the ends of this world, that also those who have never heard may receive thy word, and ears to hear and hearts to understand it, that they also may receive the opportunity, and that thou may thyself also not only seek but actually save. Remember all those that rule and reign over us. Lord, bring us again to thy bring us again to thy footstool, and keep us from ourselves and from working out our own destruction. Wilt thou look upon all afflicted ones, all those that have special needs known to thee, those that have needs of the mind, those that have needs of the body, and parents and children and youth together. When the school also will be opened in the day of tomorrow, when thou wilt give it. Lord, go thou with our instructors, and wilt thou help all those that labor therein, and therefore keep the buses, and all those that go to and from each day. Remember those that are educated in their own homes or in other schools. Lord, that thou may remember them also, and grant thy blessing upon all the instruction of church, home, and school together. And wilt thou cause us all together to receive a place at thy footstool, that we may become ignorant in and of ourselves, knowing nothing, and that we may need that instruction of thee, that we may receive it of thee, and that we may become wise unto salvation. Be with all that are in the prisons. Be with all that suffer from addictions. Be with parents and children. And when there are difficulties in homes, O Lord, wilt thou supply in the institutions which thou hast given unto us, to preserve them even for us and for the future generations. Put away the devices of Satan to bring everything to ruin that thou hast given us and to our children. And wilt thou stop him in his mad career? And wilt thou preserve thy church even unto the end, and build it up, even of our coming generation? Oh, take of our children, Take of our youth, Lord, and wilt thou bring them unto Zion. Oh, give them a little understanding also in this afternoon hour. Give to us wisdom. Give us to know how to bring thy word. Oh, give us freedom. Give us liberty. And be thou with thy spirit in the midst of us as one that serveth, forgiving all that is sinful. And for Jesus' sake, amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 51, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Amid the thronging worshipers, Jehovah will I bless. Before my brethren gathered there, his name will I confess. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter number 51. Thank you. Congregation, what a surprise that that was when the disciples heard that the Spirit of the Lord was poured out also upon the Gentiles. Three times Peter had to be told, to be instructed by the Lord, that he should go in among the uncircumcised. Rise, Peter, kill and eat. And when Peter returned unto Jerusalem, then there were those that contended with him because he had done this thing. On the last day, everything is going to be revealed. And then in a special way, it is going to become evident who that true church is. How surprised that the disciples were when it became evident what lay in the heart of a Judas. How surprised that church was when it became evident what lay in the heart of an Ananias and a Sapphira. And on the other hand, who would ever have thought it of the thief upon the cross? Who would ever have thought it of a Manasseh? Who of us would have chosen a Saul of Tarsus? On that last day, everything is going to be revealed. Then 10 virgins are going to approach unto that gate of heaven, and 5 of them are going to enter in, and 5 of them are going to be turned away. How surprising will that be when we are seeing who that is that is traveling on that road on that last day, that is leading from the gates of heaven to the very entrance of hell. Those whom we had never thought. How surprising that it will be for us to see who they are that are entering into those portals of eternal bliss. That is a matter that is so personal, but that is a matter that is also so utterly important to each one of us. Of the first and greatest importance of all things within our life. Not only the old, but also children, the young. And therefore a matter of continual self-examination as we are together traveling along that pathway to our eternal home. To this end, we wish to consider in this afternoon the words of our text, which you can find in Romans chapter 9, and thereof the 27th verse, only in the last few words. Romans 9, verse 27, the last part, a remnant shall be saved. So far, the words of our text, the Lord's remnant. First, the character of this remnant. And second, the salvation of this remnant. The Lord's remnant, first. The character of this remnant, and second, the salvation of this remnant. Our text that speaks congregation about a remnant. A remnant shall be saved. That is in reference actually to the Old Testament that often speaks of the remnant, and especially to the words of the prophets often. But here the apostle is in a special way referring to the prophecy of Isaiah. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness. For the Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption even determined in the midst of the land. Thus, Isaiah speaks about a remnant. What is a remnant? A remnant congregation is that which remains. Thus, it is that part which is left over. And when the greatest part has been set aside for some purpose, when the greatest part has been set aside for some good use, then there are remnants, then there are pieces that are left over. Children, maybe you have seen that too sometimes. When you have watched your mother, when she will sew a garment, and she will take a piece of cloth, and then she will lay out that pattern, and she will mark it and begin to cut. The very greatest part of that garment that is for her use. And then there are little pieces. Those little pieces are left over. Maybe your mother gives them to you, that you can play with them. Otherwise, they are just falling on the floor. And there they will be stepped on. And finally what? Well, finally all those little pieces, they are going to be thrown away. Those are what our text speaks about. Will you remember that? Those are what we call the remnants. What is the character of the remnant? The remnant is in the first place small. It is small in comparison with the greatest part. The greatest part that is going to be used, that is not going to be thrown away. The remnant, and that is just little. But that remnant, they are also despised. The remnants, they are useless. The remnants, we do not care for at all. We cannot do anything with them. And therefore, they are not falling under our care and under our concern. And it is our full intention that those remnants, they are going to be cast away. A remnant shall be saved. Thus, Isaiah, the Apostle Paul, he is calling persons a remnant. And maybe you know also what that means to be such a remnant young people. Maybe you know also what it means to be that part that does not matter. Maybe also when you are in school, and then there is someone, they are picking the teams, this team or that team, and everyone has been chosen, and you are still left. You are still left because this team does not want you, and that team does not want you. And it would be just as well to them, perhaps, if you were not playing at all. That is not an easy place, is it? No, that is not a place that we choose to be. Because we want always to be the first one to be chosen. We want always to be on the top. Yet it is not a bad place to be. And when we are chosen last, or that is sometimes a very useful thing for us, because as we go through this world, then there are lessons in our life that are profitable for us to be learned. Or did you ever think about that poor child who was always chosen first and had never learned those necessary lessons of humility in his life? Because we can be sure that life is not going to treat us in such a way. What does Jeremiah say? It is good for a man that he will bear the yoke in his youth. And now what do we read in the words of our text? We read that the Lord uses this word remnant. The Lord uses that word remnant to describe his own church, the true church. That is, he uses that word remnant to say something about the character of his people. Paul, in this chapter, laments the departure of the Jews in a spiritual way from truth. I say, if the truth in Christ I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises, whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. They were supposed to be, the Apostle Paul says, the children of God. These were the ones that were of the circumcision, of whom, concerning the flesh, Christ came. But what was the choice of that people? But Paul says that is a people that have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. They have rejected the Messiah. They have rejected their King. They have rejected the way of free and sovereign grace. How is it then for that people? Is it hopeless for that people? What would then become of the promises of the Lord to Abraham? When the Lord has sworn to Abraham concerning his own seed and that Messiah that was to come. No, it could not be hopeless for that people, because the Lord, he is the Alpha and the Lord is the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. And when the Lord speaks, he shall certainly fulfill and bring to pass all the things that are in his decree and all the things that he has spoken and promised unto his church. No, the Apostle Paul explains that promise that was never given to all the natural children of Abraham, but only to a small part of them, not as though the word of God hath taken none effect. For they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Thus the apostle says, it is not for the outward, it is not for the visible church, but it is for the inward, it is for the invisible, it is for the true church. Many congregations rejoice in an outward membership, but we will be greatly disappointed. Thus we can see also in our days, in our countries, mega churches with thousands of people, and they are all rejoicing in the Lord. But something they forget. And what is that? The Lord, he says, a remnant. A remnant shall be saved. Thus election that is not of entire churches, election that is not of entire denominations. No, it is individuals. You say it shall be a multitude without number. That is true. John writes the same, and after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude that no man could number of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. A great multitude, a multitude that no man is able to number. It will be a complete number. It will be the number 12 times 12, 144,000, not a hoof left behind. Every one of them known by the Lord. And yet in comparison to those that go lost, it will be a remnant. It will be but the pieces that are left over. Thus man is looking to the masses. Man is looking unto the Roman Catholic Church. And the great multitudes of persons that are within that church, then man says, is that now possible? That can be a wrong doctrine? Is that now possible that all those persons can be wrong? Maybe you think that too sometimes, young people. You say, we are just a little group of people. And actually, we are just but 10,000 people in the U.S. and Canada as a denomination. Just such a small little group. That is true. And then when you will take a look within the congregations, and when you take a look at those who may make a profession, take a look at those who may receive freedom to come to the Holy Supper of the Lord, then you say it is but a small amount of people. Or do you say then, can that be right? Can that now be the true church of God? Oh, that church, the Lord says in his word, that is a remnant. And that church that has always been from the beginning of time, a remnant. How many were there in the time of Elijah? We read amidst the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Israelites, there were but 7,000 that had never bowed their knees unto Baal. How many were the apostles? They were but 12 men. How many did the Lord find in all of Sodom? Abraham thought that there would be 10, at least. But the Lord found only one. And what do we read of that first world? What did the Lord say of Noah? He said, "Thee. Thee have I found righteous in this generation." Oh, that was but one man. Out of how many? Probably between 6 and 10 billion people. Probably a greater population than exists in the world today at the time of the flood. And there was one. Oh, is there then reason to despair on account of this? Oh, no, there is not. There was a man that came to the Lord Jesus. He said, "Lord, are there few that be saved?" What was the answer? Strive. Strive to enter in at that straight gate. For many shall seek to enter and shall not be able. Oh, then he said, if we may strive but to be that one that may enter in at that last day, oh, where is our hope? Our hope that is not in man. Our hope that is in the election of God. What do we read? And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and had been like unto Gomorrah. Unless the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed. What is that, a seed? Well, we all know what this seed is, and especially those that are farmers among us, they know what that seed is, because and when there is the harvest, then some of that seed that is put to the side. Then it is not all sold, and it is not all eaten. No, some of it is saved. And for what purpose? Because there is an intention, and that we are going to resow it, that we are going to throw that into the ground again, and that there may be new life, and that there may be a new harvest. And now that which is saved, that which is set aside, that is just small in comparison with all the rest, but it is now left over from the Lord. And if it was not this part that was now preserved by the Lord, then the entire portion would have been completely lost, as Sodom, a remnant, shall be saved. But there is something more to be observed than just the number. And when we consider that word remnant, then there is also the character of that people. A remnant shall be saved. Thus that remnant that is not only small, but that remnant that is also despised. The remnant that is the useless part, that is the part that is rejected, that is the part that is cast out, that is the part that is thrown away, for which there is no more care. When the testimony of that true church of God that is honest and faithful and upright in the midst of this world, then that is a people who are going to be despised in this world. They're going to be hated in this world. Why will they be hated? They will be hated because their words or their lifestyle, that is a testimony against the world. Because the conscience of the world will speak when they see their people, when they hear their people, and their own conscience will point them out that the people that is righteous and they are wicked. And for that reason, that church is going to be despised in this world. What does the apostle say? He says, we are made as the offscouring of all things unto this day. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, if you were of this world, the world would love his own. But because you are not of this world, but I have chosen you out of this world, therefore the world hateth you. Is that a hatred that is only in the midst of this world against that true church? No. But it is a hatred that is even in the midst of that outward church. Because even in the outward manifestation of the church, that visible church that is hardly able to bear with that true church of God. The Lord Jesus spoke about that rich young ruler, about that rich man and Lazarus. And that rich man did not dare, of course, to drive Lazarus completely away from his gate. No, for this he was much too pious. But the dogs, they took much better care of that man than that rich man. That remnant. That remnant is despised. God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the things that are wise. And we see that Hannah, she was despised not by the world, but she was despised within the church of God itself. O congregation, God forbid that we should despise that remnant. Where was Elijah's remnant? They were hidden. They were hidden, hiding themselves, even amongst all Israel, not daring even to appear within the outward church of God. And why? Persecuted. By whom? By the king himself. And yet the Lord has taken care of them and fed them by 50s in a cave. Why did the Pharisees despise the Lord Jesus Christ? Because he sat and ate with publicans and sinners, and they thought themselves to be much better than them. That was his remnant. That was his people. A remnant shall be saved. By nature, we are not part of that remnant. And by nature, we have no desire for that lot in life that that remnant has. We have no desire for the place that that remnant has, to be despised and to be rejected in this world. We want to be a converted one. Yes, we want to be one of God's people, a respected child of the Lord. Yes, we want to receive the blessings. Yes, we want to go to heaven when we die. But we do not want the lot of that remnant. No one. Our human nature does not make such a choice. Everything in our flesh that is against such a choice. How did a people become part of the remnant then? It is not because they choose to be part of that remnant. It is because the Lord makes them part of that remnant. And how? How does the Lord make them part of it? Well, the Lord cuts them off from that stock, just like a tailor. And he is going to make that beautiful garment. And he lays it all out. And then he begins to cut. And so the Lord begins to cut. And the Lord is cutting that people off. And he is cutting that people off from everything that is to be that is considered as great and honorable and mighty by this world. And he is cutting them off from everything that is receiving the estimation of value by this world. And not only by the world, but also by that visible church. Cutting them off from everything that is looked upon as valuable by a professing Christianity. All the high and pious supposedly things. Severing their affection for those things. Their love for those things. Their estimation of those things. And the Lord making that people a remnant. Cutting them off in their own estimation. Even from that true church of God. To make them what? Apart. Apart. If we are cut off, then we are apart. Apart from who? Apart from God. We are outside of his favor. And that so righteously. Because of our own sin. Apart from God, why? Because I lay under his wrath. And not only apart from God, but apart from the people of the Lord. Outside of their true communion. Outside of their fellowship. Outside of understanding what that life is. As a Gentile, as a heathen. Not as a sheep, no, as a goat. Cut off without a new heart, with only a vain heart, with only a love for all the things of this world. Or a most useless, a most vile, a most unworthy creature. What does the apostle say? Not worthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. Oh, separated, separated from the Lord, separated from that people, one who comes on the outside of it. What did a Canaanitish woman say? She said, truth, Lord, a dog. Oh, and she agreed that she deserved that despicable place. The Lord, he is cutting off. The Lord, he is bringing on the outside. The Lord, he is making that people into a remnant. And what is the expectation of the remnant? Well, what always happens to the remnants, children? They are thrown away. And what is the expectation of that people? That is to be cast away. And righteously. As a remnant. As the worthless part, the law condemns them. Their heart condemns them. God's word condemns them. They are fruitless. They cannot do the things that they would. They cannot do the things that God's children do. They cannot live like God's children do. They are fit for one thing, that is to be cast away. And that becomes their expectation. That becomes their expectation. In the furtherance of the knowledge of themselves. And then they even have to agree. Lord, that is right. It is right that thou wouldst cast me away. And there is congregation, even a certain rest in it. Why? Oh, that his name would be glorified, because I am not worthy. And they will not have that name of the Lord to be dishonored on their account, or expecting as a remnant to be cast away. But what does now the Lord say? What does the apostle say? He says, a remnant shall be saved. And that is now what becomes the greatest wonder in that in the life of the true church of God. But let us sing first. The Psalter 209, 1, 2, 8, and 11. To God, for help will I repair. To God will I direct my prayer. And surely he will answer me. His great salvation I shall see. 1, 2, 8, and 11 of 209. Our second thought, the salvation of this remnant, it would be, congregation, to us a very strange thing when we would see a man come into the shop of a tailor and begin to pick up all the scraps, all the remnants that are lying upon the floor, and save them. The tailor would not understand. That would be to him a great surprise. That would be to him completely out of the ordinary. It would be one thing if it was a child, then he would say that is child's play. But if it was an adult, then he would say maybe there is something wrong in his mind. Because to him, he would save just the other part. And so it is now with the true church of God in the midst of this world. The world cannot understand it. No, the world that does choose exactly the other part. The world is looking for all that is great and high and mighty and strong and talented and intelligent in this world. That is what the world is choosing. And the Lord is choosing that which is weak and helpless and poor and sinful and guilty and wretched. Or the world cannot understand it. Thus it is a riddle to the world. And that is not only a riddle to the world, but it is a riddle in the midst of the professing church of God. Because they are also choosing that which is strong in faith, that which is able to believe, that which is able to exercise faith. They cannot understand. What the Lord is choosing, and it is so contrary to their expectations, but this is now the people. This is now the people to whom the promise of the Lord pertains, and not the others. That is a great mystery. That is something especially that people themselves are not able to understand. But by the cutting off that church that comes under the realization that they are lying under the curse of the Lord, it is by the cutting off that the people come to realize and to expect to be cast away, to be destroyed. But by that very, very same cutting off, they actually become part of that remnant to whom the promise of the Lord pertains. Because a remnant shall be saved. Thus, the greatest wonder in the life of the people. Sarah was barren. She was without fruit. It was different with Hagar. With Hagar, it all came so easy. But it was all the work of man. What does the work of man do? It puffs up. Because when Hagar saw that she had conceived, then her mistress, we read, she was despised in her eyes. But to whom was the promise made? The promise was not made to Hagar. No, that promise was made to Sarah. How was it from Sarah's side? From Sarah's side, it was all cut off. From Sarah's side, it had become an impossibility. From Sarah's side, she did not expect it anymore. from Sarah's side, all supplication for it had ceased. And even Abraham himself, he is taken up with that seed of Hagar. And he has forgotten all about Sarah. But the Lord did not forget. No, the Lord could not forget. Because what does the Apostle Paul say? That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. Oh, she that was fruitless in herself. She that was despised, she shall have a son. Oh, there is the remnant. There is the remnant to whom the promise of the Lord pertains. A remnant shall be saved. And the Lord will look upon the people. And the Lord will make that people to be so small in their own eyes. And he will save them. And the salvation of that remnant, that will be to the utter confusion of all that are proud and lifted up. Because Hagar shall be sent away. Oh, the work of the Lord, that is a miracle. The Lord is working in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. And he is going to receive out of the mouth of that remnant praise to all eternity. Oh, congregation, what do? We include ourselves. We want to include ourselves. We want to place ourselves on the inside. We do not want to believe that we are fallen creatures and we still think that we are capable of serving the Lord. We think we are capable of walking in the ways of the Lord. We think we are capable of living for the Lord. And we think we still do. A few superficial works, a few tears, a little bit of religious talk. And then what are we doing? We are placing ourselves among that true people of the Lord. Or we are seeing ourselves in the light of the favor of God. And then we think the Lord is pleased with our religion and our prayers and our church going and all and everything. The world thinks so too. They say of that people, they are faithful. They come to church. On and on, cannot be saved as in such a way. We cannot be saved in such a way. It is impossible. And why? Because a remnant shall be saved. A remnant shall be saved. And then we have never yet become a remnant. Then we have never yet come, indeed, on the outside. Oh, then we have never yet lost the value of our own righteousness before God and before others. Then we were never yet cut off from the stock. We were never yet made one who was worthless. We were never yet one who is in expectation of the righteous judgment of God and to be cast away from Him. Oh, that is a mystery. To our natural mind, loathsome. To our natural mind, detestable. We hate it. But it is the word of God. A remnant. A remnant shall be saved. And all that is valued by the world, and all that is valued by religious men, that shall be cast away and rejected. How sure is the salvation of that people, that remnant? Can they see it? Oh, so often they cannot see it. So often they see the strength only of the enemy. But the promise of the protection of the Lord that is upon that people. And Rabshakeh, with all his army, can come around Jerusalem. And the people of the Lord and Hezekiah, he can tremble. But then the Lord will speak. And he will say that that enemy, he shall not come within that city. And he shall not shoot his arrow there. Because I will defend this city for my own name's sake. All that remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah, that shall take root downward, and that shall bring forth fruit upward. Or a remnant congregation, a remnant shall be saved. Are we also one of that remnant? Israel boasted. Israel boasted that they were the children of Abraham. They said, we are Abraham's seed. We are the children of God. But it did not profit them. Why not? Because the Lord, he said, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. And Esau was also one of that seed of Abraham. And now we can boast. Oh yes, we can boast in our heritage. We have the truth that was given to us of our forefathers. They have given their life for that. We may have it with our seed. Maybe we had young people, a mother, a grandmother, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, who was converted by the Lord. Maybe you speak sometimes about our church, our denomination. We have the truth. Oh, we hope you never despise it. No, we would never place ourselves over anyone. But we hope that you never despise the truth, because we must confess that it is not an easy thing to find in this world. But it is still not enough. Election that is not of churches, and that to have the truth should not make us proud, it should humble us. Or have we been under the truth all our life? And are we still unconverted? The deepest pits of hell, it was said, they are reserved for those who are the closest to the truth. Now, something has to take place in our life. We need to be cut off. We need to be cut off all our foundations. We need to be cut off all our hopes, false hopes that we do rest upon. And we need to become that remnant, one of those pieces that is just rejected, that we may realize what we deserve. Then there is hope for us. Oh, then there is hope for us. Why? Because a remnant shall be saved. Blessed mystery of God himself, to his honor and to the salvation of that remnant. Will it also be to ours? Amen. O Lord, a few words. Thou knowest our hearts and all that they contain. There is such a people, and thou knowest where they are. All their expectation, and that is not so high. All their expectation is to go lost. There is for them on their side no hope left. Lord, they still come up to thy house, but they may be so discouraged. outside of thee, outside of that true church, and that time that goes closer and closer to eternity. Oh, look on them this afternoon. Lord, bring thy word in the heart and give a little courage to go on and to cleave unto thee. And for it is a despised and a rejected people in this world that are received by thee. Hear us, Lord, forgiving all that is sinful also in this day. Bring us now safely to our homes. Remember each one of us in the furtherance of this thy holy day, and in the week that is now upon us. Keep us from sin and evil, danger and harm, and cause us to think upon thee and thy word. Bless it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Psalter 398, stanzas 1 and 2. The Lord upholds the faltering feet and makes the weak securely stand. The burdened ones bowed down with grief are helped by his most gracious hand. And what follows in 398, stanzas 1 and 2. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessings.